And welcome. Welcome to the first session of 2025. My name is Dan Globus. I'm the director and lead mindfulness meditation instructor from Meditation House. I've previously worked with Entirety and done these sessions for, I think it's maybe about a year and a half now, if memory serves me correctly. So maybe some of you guys have been here before, but if you haven't been, welcome. And let me briefly get a few things out of the way so that we have some ground rules, some understanding of what we're going to do. First of all, these sessions are being recorded. The audio is being recorded of this. The video is also being recorded on my end. Your company will decide if you guys want the video or the audio, whichever one is the most beneficial to you. And it's at least the audio is being recorded so I can get this to you. So in the event that, number one, that you miss a session, you'll have a copy of the recording, which is great. So you can come back to it and say, look, if something comes up, and something always does come up, if you can't attend these sessions, at least you could listen to the audio. It also serves as a great tool to go back to so that if you participate in a session, say, you know, that session spoke to me. It was great. It did something. There was something about it that was really important for me. You will have a copy of it. So, and there's always going to be, as I said, there's always going to be days where we can't make these sessions. And this is a program. This will be running throughout 2025. We're going to have a mix of both 30-minute sessions as well as 60-minute sessions, which will probably be workshops. And we will do different themes certainly in the 60-minute sessions. In the 30-minute sessions, we'll try and bring some thematics, some content to it that's meaningful to us, and it's not just general meditations. But for this session, we're going to start out with the basics of meditation. I know that some of you guys have probably never meditated before. Some of you guys have probably meditated infrequently. So this is kind of like a refresher, or also an intro to meditation. And it's an opportunity to just get a sense of what we're ultimately looking for through these sessions. So let me talk a little bit about what we're going to do, about the intention behind mindfulness and meditation, and we'll go from there. When you come to these sessions, it's always a good idea to make sure your phones are silenced and even turned over so that you're not tempted to look at any text messages. This is for you guys. This is for your benefit. So please make sure that you remove distractions, take care of those last-minute emails, make sure that you're fully present so that you can fully participate in these sessions. I don't mention it too often because usually it's in a document that I send out to clients, but just so you guys know also, it's important that if you're, depending upon what time your lunchtime is, try not to eat right before these sessions because you might get a little tired. If you're going to get hungry before the session, it's good to eat light snack. You can have water, tea, even coffee by you, whatever. Don't worry about if you can consume caffeine and be okay with it, that's fine. I drink coffee a little bit also myself during these sessions. There's nothing wrong with that. You want to be in an area that is as quiet as possible. And if it's a noisy environment, if you don't have these, invest in a good set of sound isolating headphones. They can be earbuds or over the ear. It really doesn't matter. You want to block out as much noise as possible. You want to be able to sit comfortably. It's very important. When you sit, a lot of us will be seated at a desk chair, a traditional chair that's got arms on it. It's best to place your arms inside of the chair arms and rest your hands gently on your thighs, your knees. When we sit for meditation, we want to sit upright. Not so upright that it brings any degree of discomfort to you, but think of it as a very proud posture. Just take a moment to bring yourself upright. Let the shoulders drop. If you can, connect with the floor with your feet. If your feet don't touch the floor, don't worry about it. That's the basic posture. In each session, we have what's called the preliminaries. The preliminaries are the initial part of the meditation so that we could take whatever's going on and just put it at ease. So maybe you had a meeting, maybe you had a conversation, there's something going on that has your mind a bit agitated. So what we want to do is just take whatever's going on and just let it rest, let it be, so we can get into a calm, quiet, still space. And then we approach the meditative state. Meditation is a practice. It is something that we want to do on a regular basis because the more we do it, the more we benefit from it. To truly benefit from mindfulness meditation, we want to go in this, we want to approach it with the idea that there's something that I wish to address through these sessions. Now, what that something is unique to each and every one of us. I can say unequivocally that the biggest impediment, obstacle that I would say just about everyone is facing these days is stress. Many people are facing anxiety, fears. Meditation is a tool that can help us to address this. And to do this, you set this thing called an intention. Now, an intention is what we're looking for out of these sessions. But what exactly is an intention? An intention takes the form of a simple statement. I give people two sentences to use to form their intention. The first sentence is, I wish to be. The second sentence is, I wish to remove. You can complete either sentence in any way that you wish. For example, you may say, I wish to be calm. I wish to be relaxed. May I be calm? May I be relaxed? May I remove some fear? May I develop compassion? May I develop confidence? May I remove anxiety? These are only examples. We should find what is the most important thing to us at this time. Start with a simple statement using one of those sentences. Let that be your intention. And each time you sit, whether you're sitting in these sessions or sitting at home or at work, wherever you're doing your meditation, bring it to mind. This should be after you assume your position, the body's position. This should be the first thing that you do is bring to mind that intention. Say it within your mind. Say it once, twice, even three times. Say it out loud if you wish. It is through this practice that you will progress towards meeting your intention. If you are consumed with stress, anxiety, fears, any negative mental states, the more you do this, the less those states will affect you. So that's all I'm going to say about what we're going to be doing about mindfulness and meditation. Let's do our very first mindfulness meditation. And at the very end, if you guys want, you can ask a few questions, make a few comments. I will stay here for as long as Jessica says it's okay to stay. Each time we meditate, we sit ideally. We can lay down if we have to, but ideally we prefer to sit. As I mentioned earlier, we rest our hands gently on the thighs or the knees. Back upright, shoulders resting, head centered, eyes closed, gently closed, partially open or completely open, your choice. And we bring to mind our intention. I wish to be, or I wish to remove, completing these in any way that's appropriate for you. And the next thing we do is we turn to the breath. The breath is the primary tool that we use to meditate. Gently breathe in through your nostrils or your mouth, whichever you prefer. Gently breathe out through your nostrils or mouth. Once again, whichever you prefer, whichever feels the most natural to you. It's the same thing we do thousands of times a day, but usually when we do this, we pay no attention. When you sit for mindfulness meditation, you want to pay attention to your breath. You want to follow it. You breathe in. You breathe out. When the breath has left you, stay there just for a couple of seconds. And then do it again. We don't hold the breath between the in-breath and out-breath. Simply breathe in. Breathe out. When we stay there for those couple of seconds when the breath has left you, this is an important point because you're going to start to notice as you do this a few times with each out-breath, we can feel ourselves letting go. We start to let go of any tightness, any tension in the body, any discomfort. We start to notice that the mind starts to calm just a little bit, to quiet down. Now, if you're new to meditation, you don't meditate frequently, one of the first things we notice is that the mind is filled full of so many thoughts when we sit and start trying to focus on the breath. We're thinking about things that we want to do, need to do, meetings that will take place later on, tasks that we need to address, thinking about conversations we had earlier. So much to think about. This is normal. You simply want to notice with your in-breath your thoughts. And then we learn skillfully how to take those thoughts with the in-breath. And then with the out-breath, as we release the breath, we imagine those thoughts just being released, letting go. The basic key in learning to utilize the breath is to notice it. Notice the breath in your next in-breath. Notice the temperature. See if you can feel it at the edges of your nostrils if you're breathing in through your nose. What's the temperature of the breath? Can you notice a slight coolness? Can you notice as you breathe out a slight warmth? Can you feel the breath filling the lungs? The lungs, the chest expanding. And then with the out-breath, the abdomen contracting. You can really get into it, really investigate, be curious about what our breath does. It's a very powerful tool, not only in meditation, but you'll notice when you sit in meetings, if you're feeling a bit anxious, stressed, it's a big meeting, maybe you're sitting with your boss and you're feeling a little nervous, maybe you're on a date, or you're with someone and you feel a little bit nervous, you can turn to the breath and simply focusing on the in-breath and out-breath. We can take any discomfort that exists in the mind and the body and we can start to release it. arguably the number one challenge that people are facing these days, besides stress, is anxiety. We live in a culture that is filled full of anxiety, unfortunately. But the good news is you have control over this. You can take any stress, any anxiety within you, and by working with your breath, you can release the feelings of stress and anxiety. Each of us has in our core a sense of happiness, a sense of joy, a sense that we're not affected by whatever's going on in front of us, whatever sounds we hear. To connect with the core, we learn to let the breath do what it does so beautifully, so naturally. Let it relax you. All you need to do is focus on it. It's important that you breathe naturally. These should not be short, quick breaths, just normal in-breaths, normal out-breaths. If you want to breathe in a little bit deeper, a little bit longer, and breathe out also a little bit deeper, a little bit longer, that's fine. Sometimes it can help us when we find that the mind is very agitated, very filled with thoughts. What are we looking for while we're breathing in and breathing out? We're looking to notice any discomfort from the body releasing, starting to feel the body becoming very light. For some, they may feel it very heavy. We want to notice the mind focusing, turning inwards. You're going to experience initially short periods of a beautiful stillness. It's almost as if the mind doesn't shut off, but it just becomes so calm, so peaceful. It's like a body of water, a lake that's so still that it looks like a sheet of ice or a sheet of glass. When you notice that stillness, just stay with it. You don't have to focus on the breath anymore. Just stay with that beautiful stillness. We continue to breathe naturally, and we know that we're breathing in as we're breathing in. We know that we're breathing out as we're breathing out. As we start to notice the stillness, other elements may appear. We may notice elements of light. Can be a very fixed light, like a circular light, almost like a spotlight. We can notice a very general light within the mind. This place we call the third eye. It's simply the place that we imagine when our eyes are closed. Sometimes we see one color, Sometimes we see multiple colors. You may see white. Many women see purple, red, maroon, yellow, any color, a combination of colors. You may experience an object, something that you have some relationship to. 3 years I used to see a beloved toy from my childhood, a pocket watch that I've never owned. It's very common to see a person, someone who cares about us dearly and we care about them. Someone who's with us, maybe someone who's no longer with us. We may experience a place, some place that has significance to you. All of these may occur at some point within your practice. All they are manifestations of your intention. As your practice builds, you'll be able to use these elements as focuses, focal points. This will help you to stay in that moment for long periods of time. Initially, we may only be able to connect with these elements, this element of stillness, for a few seconds, maybe 15 to 30 seconds. But through practice, you'll develop the ability, the skills, to stay there much longer. In the deepest state of meditation, we develop this thing called insight. We learn profound things about ourselves and about the world we live in. This requires a lot of practice, and it may happen at some point, but for now, look for and embrace whatever stillness, whatever peacefulness, maybe enjoying happiness that takes place within your mind. We are training our minds, or retraining our minds. And these skills will benefit you professionally and personally. What we're doing now will make you a better listener. It will make you able to sit without fear, able to sit in front of anyone saying anything without judgment. It will teach you insight into the words that you hear. It will make you a better husband, better wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, a better parent. Notice in this moment how your body feels. Notice if there are any signs of relaxation, ease, comfort, stillness. Sometimes when we first sit, we may have a very tight body because we carry so much tension. And as our sessions progress, you can start to notice that tension just fading away. All of a sudden, it's gone. notice the state of your mind? Can you notice elements of stillness, calmness, peacefulness? Almost as if the mind has taken a short nap. If you can notice any of these elements, you have meditated. Congratulate yourself. You've connected with something very special. And each time we do this, you will progress in your practice. And all these positive things that you've experienced will multiply. We're going to take a nice, deep cleansing breath now. Please take a nice, deep in breath. And a nice, big out breath. Now bring your attention down to your feet and gently wiggle your toes. Bring your attention to your hands and gently wiggle your fingers. Bring your attention to all of your senses, sense of touch, sense of taste, sense of smell, sense of hearing, and finally the sense of sight. And if you've closed your eyes, very slowly begin to open them and become fully present.